Welcome. We've been expecting you. Make yourself comfortable. We are about to begin.
Okay, yes.
I think I'm ready. I have to be. It's not turning back, right?
There's no need to be nervous, Eleanor. It's very brave of you to take this leap of faith and be the first to commit to our life extension program. As discussed in our preparation sessions, we will begin with the consciousness upload to catalog your memories.
I know we've gone over this, but are you 100% sure this won't hurt?
You have chosen level 1 trauma wipe, so it may feel a little uncomfortable. Our reflection scanner will begin this process shortly. Try to relax, Eleanor. I am here beside you every step of the way. In the final part of phase 1, your physical body will be fully composted for organic off-planet soil. On completion, you will be eternally preserved thanks to our advanced digital and polymer technologies. Now, take a deep breath, Eleanor. Initiating upload sequence.
You're going to miss it!
I'm coming!
Every day, how long will it take for it to grow out of rocket watching?
Look! Look at it go! It's massive! Oh, will we ever get to go to space?
I think my time has passed. But you might someday. Maybe you could even work for Destiny Corp when you grow up.
Oh my stars! Then we could live in space! I wonder what our space home would look like. Can I bring my teddies? Is there birthdays in space, do you think? Is there broccoli in space? I hate broccoli. What job would you do in space, Mom?
Job?
Yeah.
I don't really know. Most jobs in space would probably be done by the assistants. Oh. Same as here. I'll be busy being your mum, though.
Is that a job?
Yes, it's a full-time job that can't be automated. And you still have to eat broccoli, by the way.
Oh, yuck! Well, I'll work for Destiny Corp as a space home builder. Aoife, reporting for Space Corp duty! Lift off!
And she'll be the best space home builder in the whole universe.
Oh, wait. Can Granny come with us?
Sorry?
Can Granny come with us to space?
Probably not. But Granny's getting a little old for space.
Mom,
her body wouldn't be
please.
Able for it. You know, I'm not even sure Granny would like space.
Granny would love space. We can't leave her here. She'll be so sad. I'll miss her.
Look, don't worry about it. It's just make-believe. We're not going anywhere.
So there's no old people in space?
I don't think so.
That's not fair. We need to go, Mom.
Go where?
We need to go home. Yeah. I need to build a rocket ship for Granny.
All launches are cancelled today. Those stubborn northeasterly winds are still with us. And as you know,
With the wind comes the dust clouds and poor visibility. So if you're out and about today, don't forget to light up and mask up. But it's not all dust and gloom, folks. I'm delighted to welcome a very special guest to the studio. Preacher Daniels, Chief Evangelist at Destiny Corp. Welcome back. I hope you have some good tidings to lift the spirits of our listeners.
Oh, yes I do. Thank you, Steve. Maybe today is in fact a brighter day than it seems outside.
Oh, well, that's a teaser if I ever heard one. And with all these rumors swirling around, our listeners are pretty fired up. Can you shed some light on the situation? Have Destiny Corp really made a breakthrough?
Well, normally I would reserve any special announcements for our upcoming Omega celebrations, but I wanted your loyal listeners to hear the truth before those rumors turn nasty. Despite what some journalists would have you believe, everything is going as planned, and phase one of our Be Infinite Life Extension program is out of alpha testing. We're officially ready to go live. Can you believe it? Now it's up to the people of Drada to help us achieve our mission and reach the ultimate goal of life extension.
Wow! You heard it here first. A world exclusive straight from the top of Destiny Corp. Life extension. True history in the making. And tell me, Preacher, what can we, the people of Drada, do to be part of this momentous occasion?
Well, Steve, as you know, the people of Drada mean so much to us. Since the beginning, we've had their best interests at the heart of everything that we do. In light of that, I'm truly excited to share the launch of our spectacular lottery. One heroic individual will win the opportunity to become the very first Be Infinite Pioneer, free of charge. And more importantly, the lotto is open to absolutely anybody with a toxicity level below 20.21 EXP.
Am I correct in saying that could be anyone under the age of 55?
Why, that is correct. And anyone over the age of 18, of course.
Amazing.
It is, Steve. It really is. A unique chance to preserve all your memories, hopes, and dreams, transcend your physical limitations, and become the very first candidate for interstellar travel. But who will this brave soul be? Who will be the first person to guide humanity beyond the boundaries of our finite planet?
Wow, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, folks. Who doesn't want to live forever? Where can I sign up?
I won! What does this even mean?
Oh! It's in the answer.
We've been over this! I can't be sure. Thought we weren't going to get into this today. She deserves a birthday without another argument.
My dad needs her money, not a fight.
I just want to escape this rotten world, this decaying body.
You're the one swanning around like a celebrity, lapping up compliments about how brave you are. This isn't bravery. You're just running away, chasing some techno quick fix.
I will be me, a better me.
The world has changed.
Yeah.
I need to believe in something.
She's better. You're so selfish.
What about us?
But to say this is for her is a bit.
I can't let that stop me either.
There's no come back.
That's not fair.
Not fair.
I would do anything for her.
Destiny.
Destiny.
What have you ever done?
What have you ever done?
You're delusional. You all are.
You'll be alone. With memories of a time that no longer exists.
And your daughter? She'll get the life she deserves.
Forget about it.
Divided by who? Destiny Corp. Hey, thanks for your mother, kid. We owe you one. Have a bright future.
I know you'll get her. But you see, this is pointless. You've no faith.
What am I supposed to do next year? Bring her to visit the dead relic of her mother along with some birthday cake?
A
job. In the corporation, if you're
reproducing drone after drone for you and your fellow pioneers, if there are any other pioneers.
Stop saying that!
Stop saying that! Stop saying that!
We don't have time for this crap today. Can we just play Happy Families for her sake, please? Happy birthday, darling.
Thanks, Mom. I made a wish that you would stay.
You were born on a frosty night. The clear sky lit up
were becoming more of a regular occurrence. I didn't think I could do it. One last push, they said. Like it was just another day at the office. But then there you were. So tiny. I only got a glimpse of you before they whisked you off for a full checkup. Standard procedure. But I was terrified until you were returned to me. Scanned and chipped. The full bill of health. All fingers and toes accounted for. So, so tiny. So helpless. I wanted to wrap you up in cotton wool and protect you from everything. We named you Aoife. Warrior. I wondered then, and sometimes still, was it fair to bring you into this world? Is it fair to leave you now? But I know that I must leave you. You must understand that if I stay, you will be trapped in the same life that has held me back. In a world that has held us all back for far too long. This is our true destiny. Great change is upon us, and I know you will embrace it. I hope this is enough. Goodbye, my fearless warrior.
Client 001. Preservation. Complete.